The heat index is among many things that William Bouse, Deputy Fire Marshal of the City of Bryan, is going to be talking about.
That's right.
Is that where you want to start?
Yeah, let's start right there, because it is hot out there. And any of us that have been in and out of buildings and out into this environment know that it's hot out there. And we, at this point, want to talk about some of the dangers of this heat being the way it is, and that we're starting to have less rain, so we have fire dangers. We're not anywhere near a burn ban, but certainly you can see the drying grass and the shrubs that are starting to suffer a little and dry out, and certainly we have to be very cognizant of that if we're going to be doing any kind of barbecuing or anything like that, and be very cognizant of the environment around and make sure you have your extinguishment source, the water hose ready to go and all that if you're doing any kind of recreational stuff in your yards. But heat injuries are something that you and I talk about all the time.
And unfortunately, I think we're just all waiting of something like that happening around here, be it to a person, regardless of the age, or having it happen to an animal.
That's right. And it still amazes me every year that we can't get the word out, and that, you know, children die in cars and pets die because they're trapped. But it takes so little time for a vehicle to move up to a temperature that's just unlivable. And you would think we'd know that because we go into shop and then we walk back out and the first thing we just about do is lose our breath when we get into our vehicle. And to think that if we left something in there for that period of time, what would it be going through at this point? And it just, somehow it doesn't dawn on somebody, and we hear about those tragedies. But pets need shade and water. We all need water. We all need to be preventing dehydration. It's much more difficult to get your body back to where it needs to be, much easier to prevent that. But that means drinking water before you feel thirsty, because by the time you feel thirsty, the doctors will tell you that if they take your blood sample then and do the test then, they will find that you're already clinically dehydrated. You don't feel it until after it's already happening. So you're behind the eight ball if you feel thirsty. So it's important to start drinking that water when you go out to do these activities, not after you feel thirsty.
Visiting with Bryan Deputy City Fire Marshal William Bouse, another summertime topic you want to bring up this afternoon, is talking about boating safety.
Well, I think that's a great topic to bring up, because my guys had to go out on a run out to Bryan Lake earlier this week. But boating safety, have a plan. Go to a site like texasparksandwildlife.texas.gov, who has a whole entire page on the boating rules, the boating safety, what to carry, who absolutely has to wear a life jacket, who what kind to get, the things to do to your vessel to make sure that it's ready. All of that's on that website. It's a great website full of information, but it's just crucial to have a plan and have the safety equipment ready to go and be using it.
And you point out in the notes that you shared with me that Bryan Fire Department responded to at Lake Bryan, that didn't deal with a motorized boat?
No, as I understand, it was a one-occupant sailboat, and it overturned. And as I understand, there was no treatment or transport needed by the time Boat 2, which is our second boat coming out of Station 1, got into the water to assist. So very lucky occupant, reminds us that, you know, things can happen.
Again, William Bouse, Deputy Fire Marshal, City of Bryan, with us, and probably the most attention, if not this week, maybe this whole year, is going to be with the fire department and animal control in downtown Bryan this week.
Yes, Monday. The ladder truck used their aerial to get on top of the queen to basically chase a cat around for a little bit. The cat was noticed on top of the building by concerned citizens. The eventually one of our ladder truck guys, with the aid of some nets that they had gotten from animal control, managed to capture the cat back inside the crown in a space where maintenance people can crawl in to do work. But as was mentioned to me by the lieutenant from the ladder truck that was on there that day when I was interviewing him for this, they get a lot of calls for downtown. Concerned citizens hear cat noises out of some of the gutters, the drain gutters and so on, that go around from some of these old buildings. But those drain gutters are open on both ends. Those cats live there and go through those all the time. And, you know, people are concerned that maybe they're trapped, but actually these cats can get around, so they're really not in a bad way.
Any other war stories about animal rescues that come to mind?
No, really not. You know, we've had some over the years. We've rescued some from fires. We've had some good rescues, and we've had some that weren't so good. So, but you do what you can. And but it's been a long time since we had to go chase one out of a tree or anything like that.
Well, certainly got a lot of attention, of course, social media being what it is, too, about the feral cat there at the top of the Queen Theater. Anything else we need to bring up today?
No, just another reminder. It is hot out there. Drink the water. Make sure your pets have cool water. Make sure they've got shade. Make sure that your kids are stopping their playing while they're totally wrapped up in all that enjoyment of the summertime. Make sure that you're doing the right thing and stopping them and making sure they drink water. Make sure that everybody's getting rehydrated. And just be careful out there so we don't have any tragedies while we're trying to enjoy the summer weather.
And that's our update from the Bryan Fire Department. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.